Physically, her lovers became her slaves. Mentally, they cursed her, knowing she had stolen their freedom of choice, unwitting though it had been. She had never bedded the same man twice, and after three tries had stopped altogether. One, she had considered bad luck. Two, a coincidence. Three, undeniably her fault. How would Geryon respond? Would he hate her? Probably. Already he knew the horrors of being bound to someone else's will. She would not doubt if freedom was the most precious commodity in his life. Sighing, she tore several strips of cloth from the bottom of her robe and knelt in front of him, between his legs. His shaft was hidden by a short skirt of leather and metal filigree. A warrior's cloth. Perhaps it was wanton of her. But she wanted to see him there. She licked her lips, thinking maybe, perhaps, what if she... As if he could read her mind, he sucked in a breath.
Don't,
he said. I'm sorry, I...
Don't stop.
Chapter 11 Don't stop. Did he mean for her to move his armor out of the way, or simply to clean him as she'd promised? Already he was nervous, on edge, and had resisted even the slightest of handling. Afraid to risk a mistake, she leaned in, reached up, and mopped the blood from his face with one of the strips of cloth.
Acting the coward again, are we? His delectable scent filled her nose, a midnight breeze that inexplicably reminded her of home. A sprawling, opulent home she had not been able to visit since reluctantly agreeing to oversee the fortification of Hell. How she missed it. In all the years I have known you, she said, carefully avoiding the deepest gash, you have never left your post at the gate. Do you eat? At first contact he had jumped, but she maintained a steady, casual rhythm, and he gradually relaxed. Perhaps one day he would allow her to do more. Would she enslave him, though, as she had the others?
No. There's no need.
Really? Even she, a goddess, needed food. She could survive without it, yes, but she would waste away, becoming a mere shell of herself. How then do you survive?
I'm not sure. I know only that I stopped needing food the day I was brought here. Perhaps the fire and smoke sustain me.
So you don't miss it? The tastes and textures, I mean?
It's been so long since I've seen even a crumb that I rarely think of food anymore.
She wanted to feed him, she thought. Wanted to sweep him out of this nightmare and into a banquet hall with tables piled high, food of every kind gracing their surfaces. She wanted to watch his face light in ecstasy as he sampled one of everything. No one should be forced to go without such nourishment. When his face was clean, she switched her attentions to his right arm. Angry claw marks glared at her, and she knew they had to be hurting him. Not by word or deed did he betray it, though. No, he actually seemed blissful. I'm sorry I do not have the proper medicines to ease your pain.
You have no reason to be sorry. I'm grateful for what you're doing and hope to repay you in kind some day. Not that I desire you to be injured, he added quickly. I do not.
Horror blanched his features.
I would hate such a thing, truly. I only want to see you healthy and whole.
Her lips curled into a slow smile. I understood your meaning. Finished with her ministrations, she settled her hands in her lap. She didn't move from her position between his legs because an idea had taken root in her mind. Perhaps he wasn't ready for her to remove his armor. He was so sensitive about his appearance, after all. But that did not mean he would refuse her other things, and he'd seemed to enjoy having her hands on him. May I ask you a question, Geryon?
He nodded hesitantly. You may do anything you like to me.
Had he meant the words to emerge so sensually, so husky and rich? Are you? Do you like me? He looked away from her and gave another nod.
More than I should,
he muttered. Her pulse fluttered madly.
Then I would like very much if you would kiss me.
Chapter 12.
Kiss her? I shouldn't. I can't. Though gods, Geryon wanted to, desperately, and found his gaze straying to her lips. They were lush and red, glistening, his mouth watered for a taste of them. His horns, sensitive to his emotions as they were, throbbed. Those pretty lips dipped into a frown.
Why not? You said you liked me. Did you lie to spare my feelings?
I would never lie to you. And I do like you. You are beautiful and strong. The
pleasure lit her expression.
Then why won't you kiss me?
I will hurt you.
Her face scrunched adorably in her confusion.
I don't understand. You've never hurt me before.
My teeth, they are too sharp.
He didn't add that his hands were too toxic, his strength too mighty. Were he to lose control of himself and squeeze her, which was a possibility considering how much he desired her, she would be hurt. Scared, too, perhaps even irreparably damaged.
I'm willing to risk it, she said, placing her palms on his thighs and burning him soul deep.
He both hated and loved his half-armor at that moment. Hated because it kept him from skin-to-fur contact. Loved because it blocked her gaze from parts of his monstrous form.
Why?
What reason could she possibly have for wanting to place her luscious lips on something so disgusting? Mere curiosity would not drive a female to such an act. Evangeline had vomited the moment she'd first spied his changed appearance.
I could tolerate what you were, but I cannot tolerate this, she'd thrown at him.
Because? Twin pink circles painted Cadence's cheeks, but she didn't turn her gaze.
Why?
He insisted. He placed his hands atop hers. Gulped at the headiness, the silkiness.
You saved me.
So she was grateful. His shoulders sagged in disappointment.
Did you truly expect her to desire you?
No. He hadn't expected it. But he had hoped.
It would be dishonorable to kiss you for such a reason.
Though she remained on her knees, she rose until they were merely a whisper apart.
Then do it because I'm desperate, needy. Do it because I've suddenly realized how quickly something can be taken from me. And I wish to know some part of you before I'm...
Before you're...
He managed to choke out.
She was desperate, needy.
Do it, she pleaded.
Yes.
Yes.
Geryon could no longer resist, dishonorable or not. He would be careful, he vowed, so careful. He bent the rest of the way, softly pressing his mouth against hers.
She went, passed
since he'd kissed a woman, and never while in this form. But he began thrusting his tongue against hers, rolling them together, retreating, then going back for more. When he felt his teeth scrape hers, he stiffened, and when she moaned, he tried to pull away. But her arm slid up his chest, one anchoring around his neck, the other caressing a horn. So sensitive was the protrusion, he had to grip his thighs, nails sinking deep to keep his claws off her.
Like? She asked.
Yes, he managed to grit out.
Good. Me too.
Her lush breasts pressed into his chest, her nipples hard and searching.
She enjoyed his kiss?
Tremors rocked him, their tongues beginning another dance, his muscles tightening against the strain of remaining exactly as he was. With every moment that passed, every breathy sound that emerged from her, his control snapped a little more. He yearned to toss her down, climb atop her, and pound, pound so hard he would brand himself on every inch of her, inside every cell.
Stop,
he finally said.
We must stop.
He jerked to his feet, away from her, already mourning the loss of her taste. He kept his back to her, panting, his heart racing. Did I do something wrong? She asked softly, and there was a catch in her voice.
Oh, yes. You stole a heart I could not afford to give.
He'd promised never to lie to her, however, so he merely said,
Come. We have waited long enough. We have demons to hunt.
Chapter 13. They stopped at the first building they came to, a tavern, an actual honest-to-God's tavern, where blood was served rather than alcohol. Cadence had known such things existed down here, but it still struck her as odd. Demons acting as humans. They'd had a 2-mile trek from the pit's entrance to here. A 2-mile trek she had spent remembering Geryon's earth-shattering kiss, cursing him for stopping it and fretting about his reasons. Throughout her endless life, she had welcomed only those 3 lovers into her bed, and all 3 had been gods. If gods had not been able to handle her, there was no way Geryon could. But she had hoped. For once, she'd had no thoughts of controlling her nature, only enjoying. Yet Geryon had walked away from her just as the others had. Am I so terrible, so horrible a person? More than the others, she had wanted Geryon to find pleasure with her because he meant more. She liked who she was with him, liked how she felt when he was near. Instead, she had disgusted him, repelled him, failed to arouse him in even the slightest way.
Stay by my side, he said, as he shoved open the tavern's swinging double doors,
reminding her of their quest. She did not repel him. He had held himself back during their kiss, had stopped it, but when he looked at her, he made her feel as if she were the only woman in the world. The most beautiful, the most desired, a treasure, something to cherish. He paused before entering.
Cadence? Cleared his throat. Goddess?
I will glamour myself and stay by your side, she told him, though inside she beseeched. Tell me why you continually push me away. He didn't. He nodded and stepped forward. She stayed close, as promised, mentally projecting the image of bones and scales. Anyone who glanced in her direction would think they saw one of their own. She could only hope her fear was masked as well. Taunting laughter and pain-filled cries immediately assaulted her ears. Gulping, she sent her gaze around the room. So many demons, they came in every shape and size. Some were like the image she projected, bones and scales. Some were half man, half bull. Some were winged like dragons, with snouts to match. Yet all of them crowded a stone slab. A moving slab? No. Not moving, she realized, horror claiming her in a bruising grip and nearly crushing her lungs. Human spirits were atop the slab. The demons were ripping them apart, eating their insides. Unfortunately, there was no peace for the damned, only endless torture. Gods, she couldn't help but breathe. How can we defeat a horde of these?
Over here.
Geryon edged them to the side and out of the way. And she knew it was so that they could observe the happenings without drawing notice.
The creatures you see here are minions, soldiers and servants. They are not what we will be fighting.
That's right, she thought, stomach sinking. Violence, death, and the like were demon lords. While minions enjoyed their prey's agony, their main focus was the fulfillment of a basic need, hunger. The lords cared only for the agony, prolonging it, increasing it to the depths of insanity. And the more agony they inflicted, the more screams they elicited. the stronger they became. Oh, yes, they were far worse than anything here. Chapter 14.
Smell good, like fear,
something suddenly growled beside Cadence.
Mmm, hungry.
Startled, she gasped. Geryon tried to pull her behind him, but she resisted. This time, she wouldn't sink into the background, forcing him to do all the work, take all the risks. This time she fought.
Move away or die,
she told the demon. It frowned at her.
Look like me. Why you smell so good?
It licked its lips, saliva dripping from the corners of its paper-thin mouth. It was covered in yellow scales and only reached her navel. And while it appeared lean, she suspected unyielding strength rested underneath those scales. A tremor moved through her. Remember who you are. Remember what you can do. It stepped closer.
You were warned, she said, bracing herself.
Wait outside, Cadence, please.
Geryon tried to move in front of her. She blocked him, not facing him.
No, you will not fight them alone.
As they spoke, the demon continued to inch toward them, its claws lengthening.
Please, Cadence.
Geryon tugged at her.
I need to know you're safe. Otherwise I'll be distracted, and a distracted warrior is a defeated warrior.
I cannot act the coward, not anymore. Besides, if this works, you will not have to fight him at all. She was Hell's Warden. It was past time she acted like it. Past time she ruled rather than merely observed.
If isn't good enough, not when it comes to your safety.
Any moment the creature would cease its stalking and spring. She knew it, felt it. Cadence reached inside herself as she angled her chin to stare deep into its eyes, surprised to find her power easily accessible. She shouldn't have been surprised, though. She might try and suppress it, but it was always there, never silent, a churning sea inside her.
Stay, she said.
And the creature locked in place, its mind still active, but every part of its physical form hers to command. For a long while, she simply drank in her handiwork, amazed. I did it. Not once did the fiend try and approach her again, even though murder gleamed in those beady eyes.
Something's happened,
Geryon said, sounding confused.
I happened, she said, proud of herself.
What? To the end, she said.
Raise your arms over your head.
Instantly it obeyed, shooting both arms into the air without a word of complaint. But then, she had possession of its mouth as well. Clearly it had not wanted to comply with her demand, for its gaze continued to translate its hatred of her. Joy burst through her. For once, she had used her ability for good, to save someone she greatly admired.
Dear gods, did she love Geryon?
She loved being with him, loved the way he made her feel, cherished, protected. But did that mean she had given him her heart? Surely not.
Look, Cadence.
Geryon pointed to the slab.
Look what's happened.
She followed the direction of his finger and gasped. Every demon had frozen in place, their hands in the air. Even the spirits had stopped writhing. There was no laughter, no cries, only the sound of her own breathing could be heard.
You did this?
Geryon asked. Yes.
I am amazed. Awed.
Her joy intensified.
Thank you.
Can they hear me?
When she nodded, he slowly grinned and shouted to the creatures.
Hear me well. Go forth and tell every demon lord the Guardian is here and that I plan to destroy them.
To Cadence, he added.
Release them.
Though she wanted to protest, Cadence did as he'd asked.
In less than a blink, the creatures were racing from the building as fast as possible, leaving her and Geryon alone.
Why?
His grin widened.
Now we wait. They will come to us.
Chapter 15. Geryon fortified the building against attack as best as he was able, given the lack of supplies and tools. Cadence remained at his side, lending a spiritual touch whenever needed, forcing the planks and stones to bow to her will. He noticed she grew paler with every minute that passed.
"What's our battle plan?" she asked when they finished, settling against the far wall, the only place with blood or other thing on it.
"Keeping you alive by whatever means necessary."
He joined her, careful not to touch her. One touch and he would pull her back into his arms. He needed to be alert, on guard.
"You'll lock them place and I'll slay them.
Quick and easy," she said with a ring of hopefulness in her tone. "How long do you think we have?"
"A few hours. It will take a while for news of my arrival and intentions to spread. Longer still for the lords to gather their forces and plan an attack."
Geryon raked a claw across the floorboard to mar the curse etched there, stone shards flying into the air.
"I understand why Lucifer wishes you to destroy the demons trying to leave hell and thereby prevent all other demons from following them. But why does it matter so much to you?"
She shrugged. "When I agreed to enter this realm, I became connected to it. If the wall crumbles, I die."
"She would die? Why did you not tell me before now?" he growled. "And why would you connect to such a thing? Why would you come here willingly?"
"Had I remained in the heavens, I would have been punished every minute of every day. No one is crueler in that respect than the gods. They wanted me here, so here I came. But I had no idea how permanent the bonding would be, how powerful. As to why I didn't tell you," she shrugged. "You had permission to finally leave your post, yet you chose to help me. I didn't want to burden you further. Now you've saved me again, and I don't wish to lie to you."
"Cadence," he said, then shook his head. "I should have remained at the inside of the gate, without you, and slayed the lords as they approached. Now the wall is without protection, and you are in more danger than ever."
"They would have seen you and stayed away, for there is no place to hide above the pit."
"And that would have been fine with me. That would have kept you safe."
"Yet that is no kind of life for you, simply lying in wait."
"It is the life I am used to."
"But you deserve more." Looking away from him, she traced a fingertip over the area he had clawed. "We had to do this. Or rather, I did. But I want you to know that if I fall, the wall will remain as it is, for it isn't bound to me. I have been hurt many times over the years, yet it did not show signs of damage."
"I don't care about the damn wall."
Her eyes widened. Then she gulped and continued, as if he hadn't spoken. "Without me, there will be no one who senses when something is wrong. The gods will have to find someone new. I know you are now free, but would you remain there, vigilant until that person is found? Even if Lucifer has already appointed a new guardian?"
"You are not going to die, damn it. Now tell me why Lucifer allowed you inside. He needs you outside."
Color fused her cheeks. Embarrassment? Guilt? "He also needs his wall protected."
"Guilt, most definitely."
It was there in her voice, echoing off the walls.
"He could have destroyed or imprisoned the demon lords."
"If he could catch them."
"I'll give you that."
Geryon tapped two fingers against his chin, pondering the situation.
"But Lucifer allows nothing. Even those things he needs, without demanding some form of payment. What did he demand of you? And why did he allow you my services? Why release my soul? And where is my soul now if Lucifer no longer has it?"
Even as he asked the questions, a few of the answers shaped in his mind. He snarled low in his throat.
You bought me from him.
That color in her cheeks deepened. Yes, she whispered. Her eyelids fluttered shut, the length of them casting spiky shadows over her cheeks. One of her hands rubbed the amethyst dangling between her breasts. I'm not sorry either. Was his soul inside?
Did you buy me with yourself?
If so, he would slay the prince before allowing one evil finger to touch this woman's precious body. A pause, her eyes slowly opening, then. No.
Tell me.
Anger was building inside of him. Anger with her, with Lucifer, with himself that this could have happened. What had this prized woman given up? Why had she given it up? He placed his hand over hers, not to hold her in place. Powerful as he now knew she was, he did not know, but to reassure he was here. He wasn't leaving.
Please.
Her chin trembled. I gave him a year on Earth, unimpeded, to do as he wished.
Oh, Cadence,
Geryon said, knowing the other gods would have to honor her bargain and would make her suffer for it. Everything inside him rebelled at the thought.
Why would you do such a thing?
To save you. To save me, to save the world beyond our reach. I could think of no other way. A single year to wreck his havoc seemed a small thing to trade in comparison to an eternity of demons roaming free. Her mouth opened, but rather than words, she gave a pained cry. Quick as a snap, her skin bleached of color and she doubled over. Concern instantly rocked him.
What's wrong, sweet? Tell me.
The demons. They're at the wall. They're killing me. Chapter 16. Had Lucifer told the demons of her bond to the wall? Cadence wondered, pain slicing through her. Rather than come here to fight, they had gone there, knowing she would weaken, die. Or perhaps they had hoped to draw Geryon to them, leaving her here, alone and seemingly vulnerable to ambush. Or did they want her to come to them? So many alternatives. The prince probably found the entire situation vastly amusing. He probably, a thought took root in her mind, nearly paralyzing her. If she were killed, he could have more than the agreed-upon year on the earth, bartering for souls causing untold havoc. He could have forever, if he so desired, and he could bring his demons.